From the KTOO studio in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman with this news. Alaska Democrats have announced the three finalists for the statehouse seat vacated last month by Dean Westlake, who resigned amid allegations of inappropriate behavior toward female aides. The state party, in a release, said the names have been sent to Governor Bill Walker, who will make an appointment. The appointment, however, is subject to approval by House Democrats. The finalists are Leanna Mack of Ukiagvik, Sandy Schroyer Beaver of Kotzebue, and Eugene Smith of Kotzebue. Alaska Republicans are moving quickly to find a replacement for Wasilla State Senator Mike Dunleavy, who plans to resign from his seat next week to focus on running for governor. Republican Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says party officials from Dunleavy's district plan to meet Monday to consider the applicants for the job. The application deadline is Sunday. The U.S. House of Representatives honored, almost roasted, Congressman Don Young Wednesday for becoming the new Dean of the House. That's the title bestowed on the longest-serving member. As House Speaker Paul Ryan explained from the chamber, the dean's job is to swear in the speaker each new term.
Remember that swearing in the speaker, not swearing at the speaker. All right.
Young is running for re-election this year, and he has a new challenger. Elise Galvin from Anchorage is a founder of Great Alaska Schools, a group that has pressed the legislature to provide more money for public education. She plans to run as an independent on the Democratic ballot. According to a press advisory, Galvin will announce her campaign this evening. What started with just two frisky cats became a big problem for one Juneau resident. The owner called Gastineau Humane Society on Monday. The next day, the Humane Society removed 25 cats from the Mendenhall Valley home. Taking in the animals alone will cost the organization an estimated $10,000. Executive Director Samantha Blankenship estimates that it was about a 1,200-square-foot home with one or two small bedrooms.
Cats, even if they're related, will mate with each other and procreate very quickly among even family members. It's a good reminder to people that they need to spay and neuter their animals because it can quickly get out of control.
Blankenship said the owner, whom the Humane Society declined to name, reported finding a couple more cats Wednesday. Blankenship said the cats did go out, but were mostly indoors. From Juneau International Airport, the forecast is partly cloudy and highs around 20 for the rest of today, lows around 15, and a snow accumulation tomorrow of about 2 inches. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to kto.org. I'm Andrew Kitchenman.